Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It's Thursday, the 14th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm with a freshly done haircut from
Safer Square Barbershop.
Only place in the world to get a haircut. And Trish Clark.
Thursday morning. Love Thursday mornings. It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading. Today we're looking for a high of 71 and a low of 45. Absolutely balmy. On Friday, a high of 67 and a low of 45. Mostly sunny. Going to carry through that pattern all the way through the week. Saturday, we're looking for a high of 70, a low of 45. And on Sunday, a high of 71, a low of 44. All the way through next week, no moisture. Give it a little time to soak in some of this recent rain that we've got. And then we'll move on to some more storms because we still need a whole lot more moisture before the season ends. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson-owned business.
An Anderson-owned business. That's right. And great people. Okay, let's go to the phones. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Oh, hey, you know what? Living the dream, Karen. Hey, tell us what's going on.
Well, Moms in Prayer International, group I've been part of for about 25 years, is having a New Year Zoom kickoff event. Everybody's an expert now at Zoom, and it's a great way to get together with people from all around. And we just want to introduce the program. Moms in Prayer has been praying for kids in schools and their staff and events for over 30 years. And we get together once a week for an hour and pray and bless our kids. It's just a great way to sort of exchange the anxiety and stress that you have worrying about your children to kind of hand it over and put it in God's hands.
Okay. So now how do people join in on this?
Well, probably the easiest way is if you go to momsinprayer.org and hit the events symbol up there in the right-hand corner, and you will see it. That's the Northern California New Year Zoom kickoff, and we just want to make sure people can get in. It's got the password, which is hope. That is the theme. We are igniting hope this year. There's been a lot of stress coming from different directions, and it's a great way to sort of exchange the stress and anxiety for hope and peace. You feel a lot better in the morning.
In the afternoon. This is Trish, but
wait,
the prayer.
Wait. Switch over. Obviously, when you fixed it, it didn't.
Somebody else talk.
Okay.
Karen, this is Trish, and I just want to comment that the prayer is the most important thing we can do right now. There's a lot of chaos going on in our world, a lot of which we don't control, and the sooner we recognize that and kind of turn it over to God, and he's already written the script. Let him finish it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I've read the book, and we are victorious in the end, so it's a good thing to be reminded of. And this Zoom event is just sort of an introduction to Moms in Prayer. And, you know, like I said, I've been a part of it for over 20 years. And, you know, you go into so many things thinking, I'm doing this for somebody else, and then it turns out, you benefit, you know, when you go in with that heart. It's been fantastic. And so there's just going to be greetings and testimony and an interview and just sort of giving moms the tools to trade that stress and anxiety for, just like you said, the peace and hope.
Okay, so Moms in Prayer website.
Yes, momsinprayer.org, and you'll see it in the events.
Okay, and you go to events. And when's that going to be?
That is going to be Saturday, January 23rd,
okay,
at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for what you're doing and for letting me share. It's a great, great event, and we just hope, you know, hundreds of people come for it. Just for Northern California right now.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks so much, Karen.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, in the studios with Trish and I is Shannon Phillips. Good morning, Shannon, from the operations. Is that operations officer? Is that
Chief
this?
Operations officer. Chief Good morning, Trish.
Oh, my God.
COO at the McConnell Foundation.
Good and for you.
You need to, you say, there's a lot of things going on here. But the reason I called was something called Synergy. There's another Synergy in town, but that's a store. But Synergy Communications theme, right?
Yes.
For 2021. What is that?
Okay, thank you. Well, I sure appreciated your call, and Happy New Year to you and to the listeners. As I was mentioning to Carl on the phone, last year was a rough year, you know, with COVID and just uncertainty. And so we were overcommitted in our projected payouts in terms of how much grant making dollars we were going to be giving away. And so we did what I think most people did. We stopped and we reflected on the work that we're doing and decided, is it all priority work? And if not, can we prioritize? Can we delay? Can we postpone? Can we reduce? Can we enhance? Where can we be most effective? And so our whole team, all of our employees got together, and in each department, we looked at areas where we could make either cuts or things that we needed to expedite or things that we could slow down in response to current situations. So we called it our austerity exercise. And we just said we need to set ourselves up. We don't know what 2021 is going to look like or the future. So in doing that exercise, what we learned through our program staff is that we have a great deal of synergy that exists between our programs that we weren't even aware of. So in stopping to reflect, we said, you know what? We're working on some parallel paths with some parallel budgets towards some parallel objectives that actually all tie really nicely together. Mm. And it was a great, it gave us a great sense of purpose that we're rowing in a direction that actually the right hand and the left hand are complementing each other. And so this year we're going to commit ourselves to really celebrating, communicating, and focusing on our synergies. So for January, for example, we took three programs that are working on parallel paths. Our community vitality program is helping downtown in Reading with the North Tower of the Block 7 project to help Shasta College have three floors of that North Tower building. So it'll be a brand new building, three additional floors of Shasta College programs and services right next door to their existing health science building. So it improves and expands the footprint of Shasta College in our downtown and gives Shasta College an opportunity to have some roots in some of these programs, such as their Shasta College Foundation, their Alliance program, North State Together, and a whole list of others. At the same time, we have our Scholars program, which is committed to students who are graduating from high school to go to four-year public colleges or universities. And that program is very intentional. We stay with a student from the moment they graduate through completion of their education. And so really trying to change the North State College going culture.
Well, when you say you stay with them, you mean you have a mentor with
we
them?
We do.
Okay, so
we have one staff
them?
Person. His name is Dave Tanner. He stays with the student from the beginning to the end. He serves as a coach, a mentor, a friend, sometimes a parent. Mm-hmm. And he helps them as they migrate through the five and a half years that it takes them to get through their education.
He has more than one, though, right? He may have like six.
Oh, he has on average 24 students a year.
All right.
Yes.
We're with Shannon Phillips from the Chief Operation Officer over at McConnell, and we're talking about a couple of the programs they're doing. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by one of Trisha's favorite sponsors, and that's Sleep Number.
You know, that's how we get through the world.
Yeah, Sleep Number. You know, it's funny. Sleep Number is, you know, has been rated number one and two in two different categories by Consumer Reports. And Consumer Reports, of course, doesn't take money for things. They just go out there and they abuse the products that they test to make sure they hang in there. Quality sleep, especially during this time. You know, Shannon was talking about it. We've all talked about it during this last year. It's been a roller coaster of emotions and physical and mental things going on. But one of the things is quality sleep. Can help you get through this. It can help you stay. It can help you stay focused. It can help you stay physically healthy.
And their product is so long lasting. I am reminded that I purchased my California King Sleep Number bed almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And have had very little done to it, and it still had to have a new control, which they covered.
Well, our Sleep Number bed has worn out. One frame. We've got another frame for it now. And it's still going strong. My Sleep Number setting is last night was 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45. Because you can adjust each side of the bed, and it absolutely is comfortable.
Back to 55. That's my kind of standard go-to on a regular basis, unless it's really icky, and then sometimes you go to a 30 or up to a 70. But
well, after last Wednesday, I went down to zero because I needed to be cuddled. Make quality sleep your New Year's resolution, and now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or on sleepnumber.com. And Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Go over and let them take care of you over there. See why it's such a great bed.
One final thing, their bedding fits better than any bedding in the world.
And you get a special pillows there that are just outstanding.
The sheets are taut and tight. Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Because there's a million things to be. You know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 7:21 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, clear, even though that kind of wishing it was raining.
Well, I was liking that soaking rain.
As long as it ends on Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday are nice, and it kicks off again. Hey, on the 16th here, the Saturday at the Palo Cedro Park drive-through barbecue, this is the park down there in Palo Cedro is taken care of by donations and the people who live in Palo Cedro. They don't take government money. It's not part of the county or city funding or anything. So they're putting on a drive-through barbecue where you can, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., at the Palo Cedro Community Park, and you can go down there for $15, get a delightful pulled pork sandwich, barbecue sauce, baked beans, and coleslaw, and it includes drink made by the Palo Cedro Lions Club, world famous for their pulled pork. So that's going to be the 16th going down, you know, if you're looking for dinner that day. Okay.
Good thing to get out and support these little organizations that are trying to keep their profits going, because all that money goes back into the community that they raise for projects to help us. So it's all of these little ones you see, that do that for your Saturday afternoon, Sunday dinner. That, like, it's a good thing to do.
Like when you all had your barbecue, we drove down.
Down to Frontier Senior Center, we did the drive-through.
And one of the groups of people, McConnell Foundation, it's out there helping people. Shannon Phillips is here. She's the chief operations officer of the McConnell Foundation. We're so happy you're here. It's been a while. It has been, and there's so much stuff going on, and you all have an impact on a variety of things, as we know. We were talking about synergy and how you all are helping our young people get through school and then following them through school. And I asked how many people the gentleman was mentoring there, and you said like 26. Shasta County has a pretty good record of people graduating from high school. I mean, we're like one of the highest in the state. Do you believe that our educational system we have up here in Shasta County is a good system?
Yes. And it gets better every single year.
Do you think that there's a place for charter schools in our system up here?
Yes. As you might remember, the McConnell Foundation did fund the Reading School of the Arts, which is located across from our headquarters on Shasta View. And so that's a K-8 system, charter school system. We believe that one of the beautiful things about Shasta County is that that you can put your children in any choice that you have. And we have access to all types of education in our community. That gives families a choice to decide where their children are best served, and there are some really great educational opportunities in Shasta County. one of the things we've noticed over the last 14 years with our Scholars Program is that just the collaboration, the working together, there's so many good programs that were started over the last decade or two that have stuck. One of them is College Options. That's a great program. It's a group of folks that have made a commitment to being in schools, working with students to help them chart their path. And not all kids are meant for college, but to help them have something that they're working toward.
You know, and Shannon, for me, that is so important. We went through a period where it appeared that everybody had to go to college. We got to get them in college. We got to get them in college. And as a result of that, we see in our own community that we've suffered through the trades, through the people who do the everyday work of, we need tradespeople. We need plumbers and electricians and people that fix cars and computers and all those different things. You don't go to college necessarily for that. We need to focus on the trade school. Focus on that child and see what direction they need to take, and it isn't always college.
Absolutely, Trish. And then Shasta College itself, you know, which is our largest public
They've got so many
higher education
of those programs.
Institution in the North State. In the five counties that we serve, we watch Shasta College just grow, blossom, expand, reach more students, have more programs that are applicable to real-life jobs and helping people to have a sustainable and purposeful life.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the idea of the type of education system we have in Shasta County with choice, people have choice. And Linda has said, ever since Reading School of the Arts opened, that she really feels that that would have been a school that she would have just blossomed in. And I mean, she graduated from high school a year early. I mean, you know, because she's smart. And but she says that's the type of school that allows children to find themselves and to be able to express themselves in ways that you know they would never be able to in other schools, and especially now when you're shutting down choirs, the bands and everything, all those you know all the extracurricular stuff.
Stuff that feeds their soul.
It does. It does. So that in itself, you know, you all helping with that was huge.
And Carl, when we talked on the phone last week, we talked also about the importance of children having access to preschool or being kindergarten ready, which is another area. It's probably the third component when I was talking Synergy that we realized we have funded North State Together, which is a program. It's its own nonprofit. It was launched by Shasta College. Kevin O'Rourke is the CEO of that program. It's in the five Northern California counties we serve. It's a cradle-to-career approach to education. And one of the things that they are addressing is that kindergarten readiness so that we start kids in the pipeline ready, and then we stay with them through the evolution of their education. And when you were talking about, you know, Linda probably being a candidate who would have thrived beautifully in the Reading School of the Arts yeah. environment, mm-hmm. it is finding that balance, like what helps children to, you know, to get to explore their fullest potential, whether it's arts, whether it's foreign language, whether it's the sciences, you know, all of the STEM effort that we see in science and technology.
Well, what I talked to Shannon about was the fact that I've read so many articles about if a child goes to preschool and kindergarten, their chance of getting through high school with good grades just goes up astronomically because they're introduced to reading, working with people. But the main thing is the reading. And
the unfortunate part is our family structure has changed so dramatically that the old thing about we read with our children. And we had the time to do that. But a lot of families now, single families, they don't just have the home time. That piece and the computers and all that has taken away that book and that one-on-one reading time that all of us did with our grandkids and our kids. It's different now.
You went to kindergarten.
And we've got to replace
You went to kindergarten.
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh,
you just
no.
started off at like seventh grade probably.
No, kindergarten was unheard of when I went to school.
Oh. Well, you're not that much older than me, and I went to kindergarten. And
I went to a parochial school in Twin Falls,
well,
Idaho,
different.
And I started first grade. And those
that's,
nuns had full control. I didn't need kindergarten.
That's all right. That's because I don't even want to talk about that. It's scary. But what Shannon and I talked about is getting the kids early as we can into the school system, learning to read, learning to open their little, I mean, you know, expand their minds in the sense of being able to read things and then and go from there is just, it's a plus for us in society, too.
We have several employees who have children who are, you know, that sort of the kindergarten to third grade age level. And during this last year with, you know, distance learning and having to do more remote teaching at home with their children, homeschooling and all those types of things that, you know, weren't part of their life pre-2020, it's been really great to watch some of these kids just click with reading. And you know, we've had so much computer access in the last year being the kind of the only touchstone to education. Mm-hmm. And so moving forward, there's going to be some challenges that we had before, but they're also going to look a little bit differently. And that's why we're so excited about our participation in the North State Together program. We've made an 8-year grant to them. One of the things about the McConnell Foundation that's so significant is in our program areas, our board commits to a decade of funding to each program, believing that most of the things that we are involved in take time. Systemic change doesn't happen overnight. And so having that ability to not have funding be the annual question and instead have outcomes, results, be the focus.
So often we've seen, and you know, I just referred to Shannon, we've been working together now for a lot of years.
We have.
And how many programs have we seen that have started that had such great potential that were funded for that short term and really got going and making a difference, and then the funding went away and so did the program and just left people out there in the middle of nowhere, something that could have been very, very, and you just go, you know, and then you move on and put money in another area and start over. But the completion part of what you're talking about, letting it grow and become what it could be, is just super rewarding.
Super rewarding. And as a funder, it's very rewarding when we see projects like the Frontier Senior Center, which is one of the things the foundation worked closely with you on, Trish.
Beautiful kitchen at the Frontier Senior Center was put in by through a grant through Shasta Senior Nutrition and Virginia Webster for that facility down there, which was opened in 1996. That's going back a long time.
It sure is.
And still functioning and thriving and serving the seniors in the South County.
That's probably one of our most rewarding areas, too, is that in the five counties that we serve, we have been able to fund quite a few gathering places, senior centers, community centers, libraries, you know, extensions to hospitals and clinics. And to see those thrive and survive and be that community-based place where people can meet, gather, mm-hmm. you know, do healthy things.
And do healthy things and just feed that soul of the seniors that need that companionship and togetherness that they're not getting, because so many of our seniors are isolated. This gives them that opportunity to have the socialization that we all so desperately need.
Mm-hmm. The we're going to better take a break here since you two have just chatted right past it. So,
but that's it's been a while since Shannon and I got together.
Well, that's okay, but it gives me a chance for me to catch up on my reading and my taxes and things like that. It's kind of like when Linda gets on here with anything that has to do with the arts.
Yeah.
I just go in the other room. I light up a cigar, have a little shot of Jack, kick back there, come back on the breaks and say, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living, Northern California premier retirement community. You know, it really is a great place. This isn't for, an assisted care facility. This is for active seniors that, you know, they've had enough of, okay, that's it. That's the last time I'm fixing the garbage disposal. We just got our third one yesterday.
Or cleaning the gutters.
I do not know what's going down that garbage disposal that just has a tendency to get in there and just, it breaks the blades. What breaks the blades on a garbage disposal?
Silverware.
I don't know. I thought it was the silverware. Oh. Okay, now we know what broke the blades on the, anyway. So, but you've had enough of that. So you go to You go to River Commons Senior Living, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it. They're pet friendly. They've got so many things there that make your life so much easier. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. It's located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. And just remember, worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Shannon Phillips and the McConnell Foundation.
Yesterday, I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, the Trish Clark Show. This portion of
you
the
need
show,
to start announcing that on Wednesday so everybody be sure to turn in.
I tell people, you know what, and not only that, on Facebook, when I read Facebook, yeah, I'm still off Facebook. However, I do put on who's on the show, I'll put you on there, and people go, oh, I love Trish.
I know. I got Christmas cards and stuff. This is one of the highlights of my life. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Where's Linda? I love Trish. I'm sorry. Just chopped liver here. Just making the announcements about this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. A man's last stronghold. Yes. That's where Jared and I hang out at. We go down there. We get our hair cut. You know, they do it by appointment. Give them a call at 244-9478 there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm not kidding around now, but it's the only place I've gotten my hair cut in about 13 years I've lived here. And they do just great work and super people down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, and it is man's last stronghold. Shannon Phillips is our guest today, who is the COO of the McConnell Foundation. And Trish Clark, of course, is my Thursday partner in crime, and yeah. They've just been chit-chatting, catching up on things. You've got a new, kind of moving off the synergy thing, new board member since Chief Blankenship passed. And I said, well, who's that? But then as soon as you said it, I said, oh, I did. I saw that the other day. And so the new board member for the McConnell Foundation is
Eva Jimenez, and we're thrilled to have her join our board. She'll officially join the board in February at our annual meeting. For those of you that are listening, former Chief Blankenship of the City of Reading, he passed away on October 22nd unexpectedly. He had served on our board since 2002. The McConnell Foundation has a small board. We have five board members, one of which is our president and CEO. And, they stick around for a really long time.
Can you identify the five board members?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So John Mancasola, president and CEO. Lee Salter, he is our retired CEO and is current board chair of the foundation. Bill Cox, Cox Real Estate Consultants, was his longstanding business in Reading. He also was Mrs. McConnell's personal property manager and real estate consultant and real estate guru. So he had a relationship with Leah when she was alive. And then when he retired, he sold his business to Janice Cunningham, and he has served on our board since then. And then Dorita Domke, D. Domke, who many of you know, longstanding community member, former citizen of the year, and she was general manager for KRCR. So Eva joins our board. We'll now have two women and three men, and all five of our directors live in Reading, and we're really excited. We're excited for the new energy she'll bring. She serves in a leadership position. She's part of the cabinet at Shasta College. She runs the Shasta College Foundation. She serves on several community boards, the Dignity Health North State Advisory Board, the Chamber of Commerce. She's a Reading Rotary member, and she's just a wonderful person. So we're really excited.
What do you think that she's going to bring to the board?
So, it's
besides the fact she's half the age of everybody that's on the board right now.
She brings a fresh perspective, a new set of eyes, high energy. She's an extremely smart woman, and she also is very compassionate. She has a great sense of humor. She's a lover of people.
I'm thinking that she's a quality from what I understand about her. But what are some of the things though that you
what
think
she's
that
really she's going to? Yeah.
What is she going to come in there and say? Okay, you know, this is y'all have been doing a fine job.
Right.
But now we need to do this.
Well, it's interesting, Carl, because we have such little turnover on our board, okay? So when a board member is asked to join the foundation, what the foundation is looking for is someone who is community-oriented, who is open-minded, who loves where they live and wants to be part of making a difference. Our mission is broad, to help build better communities through philanthropy. So we're looking for board members who can appreciate, you know, housing, healthcare, the arts, education, the environment, a broad spectrum.
All of the things that make up our world.
Correct. That whole person, that whole quality of life. Eva has great experience in economic workforce development, which is critical in our community. She has great education acumen. She has she works very closely with over 500 grants that Shasta College has received, so she really understands the grant reception world in
terms
of
the whole process of it,
receiving them, applying for them, following through on them.
Your answer now is what I wanted to get into. You know, it's nice to say that she's really nice and she's gets along well with people and all that, but you know, so does Trish. Maybe not. But
I do.
You get along well with people. But what are her things that she's bringing that's going to set, you know, move the
skill
McConnell,
set that's a little
her skill
different.
Set's going to move McConnell Foundation forward or whatever. And you just listened to that. So that's it. And when you say the board changes very little, is this like an appointment for life on the board?
No. The way that our current bylaws are 2 6-year terms or age 80. So a board member comes on and they serve 2 6-year terms, or age of 80 is the retirement age.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So none of those on the board right now are 80?
The previous board members are grandfathered. So this is a new policy that was put in after Bill Cox joined our board.
Okay.
So he is under the 2 terms or age 80, and all future board members.
Okay.
But all the ones that are on there now, do they get paid?
It is a compensated board.
Okay. All right. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew has been a proud supporter of this show since the day we began. In fact, even at the other station when we were over there. Not only that, they have supported so many different veterans events in this, and they have a full selection of tobaccos, be it pipe tobacco or cigarette tobacco or cigars. They have the best walk-in humidor anywhere north of Sacramento, easily, right here. And on Hilltop, right here in Redding. That's Tobacco and Brew. And you can go over there today and buy your lotto ticket that's going to win you $875 million or something like that.
And I heard you mention a pipe bar.
Yeah, a pipe bar.
I'm going to go in and breathe. I love a good pipe. A smell of a good pipe.
Hey, we're talking tobacco here, not weird stuff.
No, I know. My husband used to smoke a pipe from time to time, and it was always that a different tobacco smell that is just good. I hadn't thought of it in a while, and when he mentioned it the other day, I thought, I'm going to just go by there and see if I can sit at the tobacco bar and breathe.
Tobacco and Brew, 1224 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we'll be right back with Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. they stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Talk Radio. Hey, you thinking about purchasing an electric car?
No.
Yeah, well, nay. Hold that thought, because this is a paid political announcement here. But if you are thinking about an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station up to $20,000. Think about that. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Frankly, if they could come up with a pickup truck that could get me 500 miles, I'd think about it. I would think about it.
They got to do something for this area about being able to advance rapidly uphill. Because when you leave Reading, Shasta County, and start to go, you almost always you're going up. And in one of those little electric cars, it's
well,
slow
that's the only
going.
Thing. And my favorite photo was of the electric charging station hooked up to a diesel generator so they could charge.
Exactly.
Really can charge it. That was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, but REU is thinking, if here's in the future, people are thinking about it. You know, but if you use your car around town, I mean, I could just come in here and Dr. Danuka's on the line. Good morning, Dr. Danuka.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and Trish. And good morning, Shannon.
Good
morning. I have a question about medical education need. We don't have any medical school. We don't have any significant post-medical school higher training for doctors here. However, we serve as a hub of medical care for our North State community. It's not a short-term thing, but in the long-term, I would like to suggest that McConnell should look at supporting either a medical school or a satellite campus for medical school and some higher training for doctors that will help retain physicians in the community, as well as that can spur the economic activity of the area. Of course, this is something which has to be planned and executed over 5-10 years, but that's something, have you guys thought about it?
Yes.
Maybe
Trish and Carl can see me smiling here. I wish you could see me smiling as well, Dr. Danuka.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
But yes, this is something we've started a conversation that we have high hopes for with Dean Germano from Shasta Community Health Center. This is an issue that Dean brought to our attention, especially trying to help first-generation students from the North State who want to become doctors, which is extremely difficult educationally, and it's very expensive. So how do we identify who these students are and help them to first successfully get educated and make it through, and then be able to come back in the North State and practice and serve? So it's something that Dean is working closely with Davis, Chico State, and I believe other North State higher education institutions, and the foundation's very interested in this. This fits right into our priorities, the Cradle to Career, our Scholars Program, our College Options, North State Together, all those things that I mentioned earlier in the show. So I'd love to take this offline and follow up with you. And
I think what he's talking
right.
about is, you know, we have
continuing education for doctors to keep them here and interested.
It's like if you've got a medical school down at Davis that they'd have a satellite campus up here that could can offer more things for doctors that are up here, for people that to help train. I've heard Dr. Danuka talk about this before, but this is something that kind of fits right into what you all are talking about.
Exactly.
Here.
We have to pilot. We have to start by piloting it and then bring the resources.
Right. You know, I think we've got the assets up here, or the places we could do this. So now it's putting it together. But again, it's one of those money things. You know,
yeah.
Hey, we can offer you this campus, this mini campus for you to move up here, but if anybody could do it, you guys should.
Well, it would take a partnership.
It
would take collaboration.
It will. Well, that's the other thing, too, and we've only got like 2 minutes left. We haven't even gotten down into the downtown block and the parking garage. Parking garage is going up right now. I just want everybody to know you're going to pay to park there because it costs $27,000 per spot to build it, plus maintenance, security, because they want to keep a secure parking lot.
But paid parking is something people in the North State just used to get over it.
Get over it.
When you go anyplace else in the whole world, you pay to park. It's a privilege. It's not a right. You can either get on a bus or walk away, or you can pay to park. So get over it and quit complaining.
Right. Okay, so quickly, what's McConnell leaning into here?
Well, I want to end with one thing because,
okay.
Carl, we've talked
right.
before when I've been on the show, and your interest in arts, and certainly you're married to a very talented person when it comes to performing arts. But one of the things that we are working on is the foundation owns the IOF Hall downtown, and it's right on Market Center.
The Odd Fellows. Right,
the Odd
right
Fellows.
Down the street here.
International
yeah.
Order
yeah.
of Odd Fellows,
I've never
correct?
Seen anybody in there. Okay.
Well, we gave a grant to Viva Downtown
mm-hmm.
for 3-year grant. So they have moved into the ground floor of that space, and they are now operating out of the space. Viva is a Main Street organization. They like to be in the center of activity. Construction and downtown revitalization's perfect fit for them and for us to have them as a grantee and a tenant. So one of the things they'll be doing over the next 3 years is programming that space. And at the same time, we're also working with two retail consultants who are helping us make sure that we have, you know, a good mix of tenants downtown. And we are looking at using that second floor for some type of community amenity as we move forward in this revitalization effort, which might include some performing arts. So I want to leave you with that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Perfect.
That's one thing that's making Linda crazy and over, friends. They've been unable to sing or play their instruments. I mean, there's just been nothing. It's been about a year for that Linda's even opened her chops or opened her opened her chops is what she says. I don't know what that means. Anyway, Shannon Phillips, thank you so much. Let's not let this be the last time.
No.
There's so many things going on here, and it's been a while since you came here. And Trish, of course,
lovely
when we come back, we have Dr. Norm Hall and a whole plethora of Simpson University people that'll be joining us.
Perfect.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While the House has voted to impeach President Trump for a second time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell apparently has no plans to hold an impeachment trial before next week's presidential inauguration.
A spokesman for McConnell's office has confirmed the leader will not be consenting to the Democrats' call to bring the Senate back into session this week. Democrats have been pushing for a chance to remove the president from office before Joe Biden is inaugurated next week.
Senate correspondent Bob Agnew. Johnson & Johnson reports its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine generated an immune response in just about all study participants, only minimal side effects. Further trials planned this month before the FDA is asked to authorize use of the vaccine, which could become available as early as next month. President-elect Biden expected to unveil a coronavirus action plan this evening.
Biden's plan focuses on a mass vaccination campaign and closer coordination among all levels of government. His goal is to put the country on a path to recovery by the end of his first 100 days in office.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen. And the coronavirus pandemic continues to claim American jobs. 965,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week. It was the highest number since August.
By any measure, I think this is shocking. And we, you know, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks. The total number of new claims here, when you combine the programs, whether it's seasonally adjusted or not, well over a million.
Analyst Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com. Weekly claims have been running above 700,000 since September. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow up 114 points. The NASDAQ 78 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynovite dog. And he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynovite. When I get out the Dynovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
A global team of experts has arrived in the Chinese city where the coronavirus pandemic got its start, there to conduct a politically sensitive investigation into the origins of COVID-19. The
WHO team arrived just as China is facing a resurgence of new COVID cases in the north of the country. Wuhan is back to normal and safe. The expert investigators get here a year after it all began. I've seen for myself the market where a cluster of the first cases were reported, where they are sure to go. It's now long boarded up. The team face 2 weeks of quarantine first before they can get out and about. They're dependent on their Chinese counterparts for samples and evidence gathered. The man leading the team said he's open-minded.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. The German economy, Europe's largest, shrank by 5% in the pandemic year of 2020, ending a decade of growth. News and analysis at townhall.com. Low-cost carrier Norwegian Air Shuttle says it will now focus on European destinations, closing its long-haul operation as it struggles with fallout from the pandemic.
The airline says it'll cut the size of its fleet, reduce debt, and raise capital. The company had asked Norway's government for help last year, but its request was turned down. The government said the airline had been struggling financially even before the pandemic, and that aid should be targeted first at healthy businesses.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey defending his decision to ban President Trump. At the same time, though, Dorsey admits that such action could set a dangerous precedent, even calling it a sign of failure, an issue he suggests that needs to be addressed somehow going forward. Watching Wall Street this morning, the rally continues. Right now, the Dow's up 103 points, the Nasdaq better by 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 14th of January, Thursday, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Stop it. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Courage, commitment, compassion, community, courage, all those things. You know, it's amazing how I have to be retaught between the last segment and this segment, because there was a five-minute break. I just forget it all.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to stop that. Okay. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Love the haircut.
Thank you.
Okay. And, of course, Trish.
It's because it's Thursday morning. I love Thursday mornings. And we're just looking at a beautiful day out here. It's about 43 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 71 and a low of 45. Mostly sunny. Friday, a high of 67, a low of 45. Clear, mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 70 and a low of 46. Weather pattern's going to hold through the weekend. Sunday, a high of 71, a low of 44. Martin Luther King Day, a high of 69 and a low of 45. Weather's going to hold most of the week. We're looking forward to some rain before the end of the month, though, so that we can continue to fill our lakes and reservoirs and get a little snowpack going. So we'll hope
Let's
for that.
Let's get a big snowpack going.
We certainly need a good snowpack. I understand the skiing up at Mount Shasta was not all that great.
Really?
Weather, as always, is brought by us to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We had somebody take umbrage at something you said there, Trish.
What's that?
Come on, Trish. They can't take away my right to park. No, you have the right to park.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
It's just that you don't have the right to park. Free.
And you don't have the right to park right next to where you want to go.
And
you've
got to
park,
you know,
where the free parking is or pay for good parking.
In fact, come to think of it, you don't even have the right to drive anything to park. Is that guaranteed someplace?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just playing with you there, Bob. Okay. But that was dramatic specimen. I love these names.
Well, see, that's,
I love these names.
I prefer back, just as a side note, when you had to say who you really were, I found that the conversation was
a lot nicer.
A lot nicer. Yeah, the way to say it. When you had to actually put your name and own what you were saying, as opposed to disguising yourself and then just blasting out things that people don't, you know, they don't know who I am, so I can say whatever I want to.
Do you remember when the Record Search Light actually cared about what people thought?
I remember when you used to write a letter and you had to sign your name and it had to be true, and then they started the blogs and it just all went to heck.
Well, I thought you had to use your name on the blogs that they had, but it turned into conflict.
No, the blogs, that's when we got into, they weren't identifying.
That's right. They
weren't.
Yeah,
yeah. Letters to the editor, you had to put your name on it.
Well, I think you still do on that. But anyway, they did away with the with the comments anyway because of the nastiness that went on there.
Exactly.
Keyboard
they
courage.
Were ugly.
Keyboard
oh.
courage. Hmm. Hey, we're here with Simpson University with Dr. Norm Hall. Good morning, Dr.
Good
Hall.
Good morning. How are
okay,
you?
Okay, I can hear morning, the doctor. I can hear the doctor. Great. How are you doing in there?
I can hear him.
Okay. The reason we're saying this is we've got this one microphone that for some reason it just kind of just it goes out like every third day. We had an engineer and he rewired everything, but yeah. It started again this morning. So we're going to keep watching your level there, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then with him is Dan Sloan, who is the Interim Business Development Department Chair, Associate Professor and Director of Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership.
Yes.
Well, I expect a report
a long
today
title.
After you've been here watching how we operate.
Great.
And
like
see
it.
How our leadership, organizational leadership, which we have none of here. Anyway. Okay, Dr. Hall.
How are you? We didn't ask how you were, Carl.
Well, you know what? I'm living a dream.
You're staying
you know
healthy? What?
Of course. I've been vaccinated so many times by the Marine Corps and other countries around the world that I think that I'd have to have a squirrel injected into me to make it to make anything happen. shoved up my butt.
Family show.
Family show. I said butt and squirrel. Squirrels are friendly little things. I didn't say little squeaks or anything. Okay, no. And you know what? We're looking at 2021 in a very favorable thing. The fact is that it's. I have to admit that it's. You know, you kind of got the feeling that when 2021 came in, it was like here, hold my beer and watch this. But I think it's kind of settled down. But
I don't
know,
think it's all over yet.
It's not all over yet, but it makes for good radio. On the other hand, it may be a little bit tougher for universities. So 2020, which I promised, I swear I would never say again out loud. Last year, the year that will remain nameless, was tough.
Yeah.
On all universities.
Absolutely. At Simpson, we were just really, really fortunate, very blessed. I think we hit a time where we've begun to have a better connectivity with our region, six counties around us, through Gear Up and Upward Bound grants and our recruiting and our new programs. So at the beginning of the year, Carl, we didn't do too bad. We actually grew just a touch 3 years in a row. I think mid-year, we're seeing a little more non-return fall to spring than normal. Nothing alarming, but we're feeling really blessed. And we're seeing growth in the degree completion program for adults. And that's an exciting time. And Dan might be able to tell you, Dr. Dan Sloan, might be able to tell you a little bit more when he speaks about the exciting opportunities for adults in the online degree completion program and the face-to-face.
Is, you know, one of the things that we have in Reading is, you know, we were just talking with Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation.
She's pretty awesome.
And talking about how synergy where kids go into school and then having somebody mentoring them as they're going through high school and then into college and still being mentored by somebody. Reading has a great reputation for being able to graduate high school students.
Shasta right. County.
Well, Shasta County, you're right. Shasta County has
a
great reputation for graduating kids from high school. We have
right.
very high numbers.
Right.
However, the going on to a four-year university drops off. Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody is meant to go to a four-year university. However, we need to be able to afford those people that want to
right.
that opportunity.
Right. And you're right, mentoring. The Gear Up and Upward Bound grants, if you balled it up, there's $10 million focused on serving the six counties around us in the north, and that is being unloaded in the high schools, engaging students that are high risk or responding to the invitation to have academic mentoring and guidance, and career guidance, and a lot of those students are ending up at Shasta, at Simpson, and at other local universities. So you're right, Carl, mentoring is the key, and we're beginning to see the not just Simpson rise, but the community around us rise. And we're also working hard to reach out to Shasta because they have, the state has a, what's called an ADT agreement. The two-year schools are expected to get students into four-year colleges, and we're expected to receive them and get them out in 2 years. So some of the things, the programs have been put in place, you know, 4 years back are beginning to bear real fruit in our region.
You know, we talked with Shannon about that and the ability as organizations to work together for the longevity.
Oh,
rather
yeah.
that you've got to commit. You can't just fund something for a year and then walk away.
Right.
You've got to be committed over a period of time to watch it grow and fulfill to where it should be.
That's right. And that's why our Gear Up and Upward Bound nationally, federally funded grants go 5 years at a time. We're certainly investing in the next iteration of that. And we just received a TRIO SSS grant, which is also aimed at the same population of students so that when they arrive on our campus, they get extra care.
Yeah.
That's really important in our community if you know anything about the ACEs scores and students that don't have a stable home. We provide those resources. And I should mention, too, we have over 50 students in our veterans program where we offer special, unique, focused veteran support on Simpson's campus.
Perfect.
Big supporters of our men and women in blue and our armed services.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Norm Hall and Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is being brought to you by Pro Rehab. If you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. And they do have special for people who have been in the military or sports, that have been suffered injuries through both the military, law enforcement, sports. They've got a special area there, special ways of bringing back the your physical abilities. That's just some of the things they do there. I just threw that in there because I know they have it. Give them a call at 530-533-5030. 533-5030 today. Pro Rehab. Physical therapy and sports performance. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Hall and Simpson University right after these messages.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made. Following behind
from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did anybody not have a crush on that woman?
Me.
Jefferson Airplane. No, it wasn't Jefferson Airplane. It was Jefferson Airplane. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Starship?
It went to Starship, and I can't even remember her name, but I just remember having what is her name? Look it up.
Grace?
Yeah, Grace. Grace Slick.
Yeah.
Grace Slick. Who did not have a crush on Grace Slick when you were back in the 60s? Okay, maybe Trish didn't. I did. Grace Slick. And then later on, Grace changed. She got heavy into things. But she had a great voice. All right. Hey, we're here with Dr. Norm Hall and Dr. Dan Sloan, and who is, of course, Dr. Norm Hall is president of Simpson, and Dan is the interim business department chair, assistant professor, and director, master of arts in organizational leadership. I can't wait. So good morning, Dr. Dan.
Good morning.
Is that like Lieutenant Dan?
Sort of.
Except better. Okay. Tell us what you do.
Well, I'm the director of the Masters of Arts in Organizational Leadership program, as well as the interim director of the business department.
Mm-hmm.
Teach a lot of classes, various courses, and mentor and guide the adjunct faculty and do a lot of things there out there at the university.
What's organizational leadership?
Organizational leadership is for any type of organization, from public, private, nonprofit, NGOs, whatever it might be, that a student that usually comes to our organization institution looking for skills in leadership and how to lead a company or that organization in ways that benefit it in many ways. Profitability being defined in many different terms, financial and organizational, the service to the community, whatever they might be in, they're looking for that next level of leadership.
Okay, so what is that level of leadership we're talking about? I mean, we talked about having people on boards that
that, yeah, it's really good that they're good, they're cool people, and they're really nice, and but what are they bringing? What are businesses looking for?
They're looking for achievement. They're looking for success. And that's defined differently depending upon the organization. If you're speaking about a church, it's how many people, how many members or you know, how many members of the church that are benefit of society, of their community. Where in an organization such as a for-profit entity, it might be looking for how well they've succeeded in getting their product and their services out to the community, how well they benefited their employees by providing them with a workplace that's an excellent place to work, by their shareholders, by a return on investment that is commensurate with an organization that fulfills the goals and needs of the economy and society.
Well, what about the if a person is successful in leading an organization in one discipline?
Mm-hmm.
Are there chances for them to be successful in their next discipline? Good.
That's a great question, because
even though they've had nothing to do with that specifically, the new company they're going to.
Exactly. And you're coming from your past military experience,
yeah,
where you've been a leader, and the military puts you through a difficult rigor to bring you up to a level to where you have set experiences and knowledge, and you've gained skills, and they've taught you how to be a good leader under that specific event. Where in other organizations it might be different, completely different sets. Mm-hmm. But in entrepreneurialism in America, we believe that you can achieve almost anything. And you've seen people that have, in their garage, they've started a business, Steve Jobs, or a whole plethora of different examples, Ford, mm-hmm, all the way back from beginnings of our country. And entrepreneurialism today means that those skill sets that they have, I call them suitcase skills, HR, mm-hmm, marketing, finance, the various regulatory environment, legal environment, all of those things play a role. Usually when an entrepreneur starts their business, it grows. They get seed money. They get partners, or they go to the public to get funding. And at some point, they want to go public. Well, at some point, generally, about 75% of the time, they no longer are the CEO of their company, because they lack the leadership skills in order to remain in power. They don't have those. They didn't gain them to a point to where the board generally will decide that they need new leadership. So they put somebody in. Well, what you were talking about, when you see people that lead an automotive company like Ford, and then they go to General Mills making cereal, mm-hmm, or to an electronics company, it's those suitcase skills that transfer with them. They don't have to be a specialist necessarily in the field. Not all fields are like that, but many are.
Many you just bring in, like you said, your suitcase of skills, where it's your way of managing people or
correct,
leading people, the knowing what's important, something as simple as knowing when their birthday is. Those things.
I think one of the other skills that a good leader or a person that can travel around like that is the ability to recognize the things that they're not good at and bring the people in that will enhance those skills, the things they're lacking in, mm-hmm, that make them look better. And that's, I think, sometimes they want to take control of everything. They don't have that ability to recognize, I'm not good at that, but she is.
Exactly. Yeah, there are many examples of entrepreneurs. And you might even look at Elon Musk is one of those today, where he's a leader of an organization, but he or even Jobs are innovative and creative. They have certain skill sets, and they're smart enough to know that they need to hire in the areas that they are not good.
Exactly.
So and that's the thing, is to know your limitations and to know I can't be everything. But I can't. The same example I use in my classrooms with Dr. Hall. He leads an organization that has a lot of people who have specialized in very precise fields, chemistry, biology, nursing. And he can't possibly know all of those fields of study. He can lead them, but you can't know everything.
Exactly.
No, that happens a lot of times when you have such a diverse, if you've got a company or a operation that's going to take a lot of diverse people to
correct,
put it together. The only thing you can do is provide a system that they can grow and continue to, mm-hmm, achieve. So the Elon Musk has just become, and I don't know if this is a way of measuring success, but just became the most or the richest people, the richest person in the world. And I think they just announced that he overtook Bezos at Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, where did he get all? I mean,
without subsidies, that Tesla's never made a profit.
Yeah,
that's an interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
That, is fodder for the classroom. Is in capitalism today, and in looking at the environment, many of the things we learned, years ago, decades ago, in education, in the financial and economics courses that we have, don't apply the same they do today. You have large companies that are scaling; they want to get very big, then worry about profit.
Right.
And we see what's happening, and we may disagree. But it's like a lot of things. If you may disagree with the law, I'm treading on some very delicate territory there. But you may disagree with some things, but you have to live with them sometimes.
Until you can change them.
You have to adjust to fit to it. So we have a course in special studies to where they're constantly kept up to date, because you have to be as a leader. You have to be aware that these things are happening and take them into account.
Well, and this is a point somebody made here in the chat room. If they're living on subsidies and they're getting all these tax breaks, is that truly capitalism or is that corporate socialism?
Good question.
Good question from the newcomer.
it's something we debate in my classrooms. It is a debatable issue, but then it's also a real issue. So if you didn't invest in Tesla last year at this time, you probably wish you had. Mm-hmm. The stock has gone up substantially, 700-800%.
Right, which makes him the richest person in the world.
Exactly.
But what is he producing?
Right. And that's the question. What kind of earlier I spoke about outcomes. Yeah. And to me, when I'm looking at outcomes, those outcomes can be defined differently depending upon the organization, depending upon the government. I've spent a lot of time in China and in communist countries and have learned a great deal about socialism and communism and have debated these issues with the actual people.
Is socialism a good idea?
No. Not in my opinion, no, it is not. And I know that that's where our country has a tendency to head right now, and it's one of those issues I spoke of earlier. You may disagree with the direction of the country, and we've seen what's happened recently in the last week. But at some point, you have to say I have to adopt or adapt, and maybe take on a leading role in the political environment if I want to make change.
And that's the point. You have to accept and live with as you go, but you don't want to give up. And if you really believe it's wrong, you don't want to give up trying to change it in a proper manner.
Yeah.
And you do that by getting involved.
Yeah. I would highlight that one of the things that rules the day is ignorance. And if you want to influence,
I tell you what, we're going to need to push your microphone over for Dr. Hall there. Because that other one just gave up.
Okay, really loud. My simple statement is I know that one of the things that we do at Simpson University under Dan's leadership is he helps them understand and know before they generate an opinion and a plan for action. And one of the missing elements today is thorough understanding before people start trumpeting a position. So when they sit in Dan's class, he forces them to get thoroughly familiar with what's really happening historically and as well as currently. Is that right?
I think, Dr. Hall, if they don't understand the meaning of ignorance, they think you're demeaning them by saying they're not smart. Ignorance is just simply a lack of having the facts.
Yeah. Not knowing.
I am probably the most ignorant person in the world when it comes to a lot of things. But I can grasp a lot of stuff if I've been told. We have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, it's certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Their team there provides just preventative care, screening of high-risk patients, and just superlative treatment, somebody who's had a stroke. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages with Simpson University. It's 8:33 in the morning here, and it is sun shining. It looks like it could be a beautiful day today. It'll be up in the 60s, 46 right now. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're Talk Radio with Carl White and Trish Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today is the 14th of January. And what did I say? 46 degrees out there. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Jeff Fink, the president and CEO of Cornerstone, was on yesterday talking about the PPP. They're gearing up for it. It's starting again, the payroll protection plan, for if you fall in their parameters, that they're there. They helped so many people last time, not just customers, but customers from other banks that were sent over there because their bank couldn't handle it. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors.
Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So we are here today with Simpson University. And, gosh, and I've just completely lost my Marcella, right? Marcella from the – you're from the career
– I'm from the Career Services Department at Simpson University.
Well, good. And what do you do over there?
Yeah, so my job is basically to assist students as they transition from college life into professional life. And helping them make that a smooth transition.
Well, good. I hope it was a smoother transition than it was me finding finding my notes here as I go there and I get this kind of a look of, bah! Anyway, that was good. You covered me so well. As a career service counselor, how do you start to engage students to get them going right from the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we've noticed is that professionals are happier when they are doing things that are natural to them. And so one of the things that we do with our students at Simpson is as they come in as freshmen, we start working with them with finding out what are they naturally good at? What are the things that they've been wired to do? You know, are they more artistic? Are they more administrative? You know, what are some of their natural gifts? And by using different personality tests, we're able to help them in navigating how to connect their major with their natural gift talents. And as they progress through our program at Simpson, our goal is by the time they become seniors, they're ready for the professional world by using not only what they've learned in college while at Simpson, but also use their gifts and be able to, you know, in the long run, be happy in their profession.
Well, that's good. I mean, being happy in your profession. I mean, I think if you can find the job that makes you happy, and then the rest of your life's going to be so much better.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you're feeling like you're getting something out of it at the end of the day, you've accomplished something, that is so much more important than just putting in your 8 hours and earning your money.
Exactly.
A person that can thrive in their thing, feel accomplished, feel like they're making a difference in other people's lives, be part of the community. That's your goal, but you have to bring in the things that make you feel good. And maybe all jobs don't do that. Maybe the career you thought you were heading towards isn't, and somebody can point that out by saying, you know, maybe you need to go this direction.
Exactly, and it's what we've seen. You know, some students will come in with the idea that they want to be, for example, business majors. And, you know, and when we start digging, we start realizing, well, you're probably, you know, more gifted in communications, you know, something that has to do with being with people and, you know, connecting or social media or different things that are probably not in the business world. And so what we want to do is early on make sure that they're in the lane where they feel the most comfortable in. And actually we do start with career services as freshmen. And what a lot of people don't know is career services goes through even to alumni. So we actually connect with students who have graduated from Simpson and are going into different professions, and they'll come back and connect with us about getting them ready for their next career.
So this is even after they leave?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what are some of these examples of these seminars?
Yeah, so some of the seminars that we do throughout the year include from resume writing to cover letter writing, and then we teach them about tailoring their cover letters and their resumes for each job that they're pursuing.
One of the things when I was hiring, I always noticed that people who had really taken time with their resume and understood their resume, that makes such a difference in how they present themselves. That's a skill, to write a good resume. You can write down what you've done, but if you need to enhance it to the point where the person interviewing you can see those special things and bring that out. And that interview can go so differently with a good resume.
Exactly. And so those are some of the that is one of the workshops that we offer our students. We also do an interview workshop. So we'll do mock interviews with some of our staff at Simpson. And we sit with students and start, you know, training them in what a potential interview will be, because you know, people get nervous during interviews, and, you know, if we can prepare them for their interview and let them know that they already have all the skills that that job wants, they just need to get it out there. And a lot of them, because they've been students for so long, they've probably worked, you know, as baristas in a coffee shop or, you know, in retail, and this is their first real job out of college.
Well, you know what? But it doesn't mean just because you're a barista that you don't get a good job.
I agree.
Ask AOC. She became a congressperson, congresswoman person after her job as a barista. So, see, you've got to aim high. Now, the one thing I've noticed that maybe I should ask it like this. Are you noticing things like, here's an employer that says, I want you to be there at 8 o'clock every day. I expect you to be there the full day. You get 45 minutes for lunch, you know, and I expect you to produce. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're very strict about how they're doing that. Are we getting students that graduating? Maybe that's going to be tough for them.
You know, I'm glad that you're saying you mentioned that, because we started this class called Adulting 101, which is basically that, you know, preparing our students for a lot of times careers are, you know, succeeding in your careers are just basic things like going to work on time, like, you know, not being on your phones while you're on the clock, you know, like being professional, like creating a budget. You know, a lot of our students, they've never, you know, had to create a budget and pay for rent. And so those are some of the things that we are teaching our students, just basic life skills for life after graduation.
There was a great meme that came out on Facebook a couple of years ago or some through the media about the gal that was interviewing with the guy, and that doesn't really work for me. I don't get up till 10 o'clock. You want me here 5 days a week? And now I'm feeling harassed. And I unfortunately, that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to show up every day at 8 o'clock? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we talk to our students about. You know, education is a huge part of success, but also just having practical life skills is the other tool, right? And when you mash those together, that's when you really create yourself a pathway that will lead to success.
Well, I think we're here with Marcella Palos.
Yep, Palos.
Palos. Mm-hmm. She was the Simpson University Career Services Counselor, and it sounds like you're helping people on so many different levels, Marcella. And one of them is this Adulting 101, which is, hey, you show up and you don't have ripped pants when you come to work, even though it's a fashion statement. It doesn't work when you're here. Mm-hmm. And the idea of showing up on time every day, doing your job, and then getting out of there and not complaining because, you know.
It's hard, right?
Because it is hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a lot harder than school.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that's paying your salary, paying your medical benefits, all these other things, I need this done.
I agree. And I think that there's been a disconnect, I think, with a lot of the millennials that, you know, they want to create their own schedules and do what they want. But real life doesn't really work that way. And that is what we teach our students, right?
Yeah.
You know, we teach our students, you know, you show up to work early, you come with jeans that don't have holes in them, you know?
Yeah.
We stay in our path, and part of being an adult, which is what we teach our students, is showing up every day. Even if it's hard, you show up and you do your best.
Responsibility.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This is this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Usually I let Trish do this, but in fact, I will.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, my favorite candy store. They have wonderful, wonderful estate jewelry. They'll make jewelry for you. They have an incredible collection of things. Artists, clock repair, if you're going to have watch repair done, it's going to end up there because they have the only clock or watch repair person in Shasta County. You just have to go in there. If you have made a mistake in your life and you need to make a little apology to that special someone, great place to shop, guys, because they've always got that special little something. Or if you just want to treat yourself, that's a great place to go. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 222-2750. Stop in and say, Trish sent you, and you buy the ring and I won't. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tree. You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 14th of January, 8:52 in the morning, and we're here with Dr. Norm Hall and Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University. And we're the last question I wanted to ask Dan here, who is leads up the organizational leadership program over there. Is you take your students out to corporations? Is that correct?
Well, we do. And what we have is the undergraduate program. Our traditional undergraduate program is growing and changing as the business environment is changing, and we're getting more into the analytics and computer oriented type of fields. Mm-hmm. So we have a computer information systems degree that is coming into play, and we have a digital media and an engineering program, and it's all following the changes that are happening in the business environment. So as a change, I am also a graduate of Simpson University, graduate of Shasta College, and back in 94 and taught there then and went on to other places around the world and had gained a lot of experience. I was a business person, so I know what it's like to own and operate various businesses. I've opened, closed, and sold and done many different things in my life, as well as academia and serving in China with the U.S. Department of State and Georgetown University as a fellow and teaching at UCLA Pepperdine and various places. I've implemented a lot of application type skills, and it follows what Marcia was just saying, that when our students leave here, they need to have a realistic or 360 degree observation of what's happening out there in the real world. And that's what myself as an employer experienced. I had people that were going to university while they worked for me, and it benefited me greatly because they brought back those new skills that they learned in university. Today they're a little different, but we don't want to just speak about what we do. We want to be able to go out there into the community and show them what's actually happening, and they learn so much from that. It's experiential learning, and one of the things to add to what you guys spoke of in the last segment, I like to tell my students, do something you love and the money will follow. If you're really good at something, people seek you out, and you tend to be better at it because it's something you have a passion for. So it's a good idea when somebody's here to bring them out in the community. We have about 4,000 degree completion graduates in our evening program, and they're out around the community. And they're very good at providing us opportunities.
So basically you're saying that we have corporations in the community who are willing to do apprenticeship?
We have internships.
Internships, mm-hmm. Where they can actually be working while they're getting their degree and working in the corporation, learning the skills of that particular industry.
Correct. And good Apex Computing. We've had last semester we had Target, Sprouts, Dick's, Weaver Lumber, Crystal Geyser up in Weed, with robotics, 5-11 services, Dr. Killigan's, Walmart Distribution, and just a whole plethora of different organizations. But we're trying to aim our students at gaining the analytical, critical thinking skills, as well as these other suitcase skills I spoke of, and then get them into the community.
And the thing that I found lacking so often in that transition period are those basic life skills,
right,
that we talked about, that we just all need to exist in our world, that somehow we've skipped over in the first 12 years of education for a while.
Right.
Where basic skills, how to clean a counter, how to prepare your own meal, those kind of basic things that round out your ability to live in a community.
Yeah, all of our business students are required to have an internship in one semester, which is the idea is to bring them out into the community. We also take trips to the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco. We just had a virtual tour because of the COVID restrictions. Tesla, Broadcom, Cisco. We're so fortunate because we have such a close proximity to some of the world's largest technology leaders, and an environment where they can network and see what they really enjoy, what they don't. It may be that they don't want to go into the field after they've been there.
And let's hope that the state of California doesn't drive them all out of the state of California.
Okay, Dr. Hall, last thoughts here. We've got like 2 minutes.
Well, you asked me earlier how we're handling the challenges of COVID in terms of as we're talking about the PPP, it's only going to people that have lost 25% of their business. That's really unfortunate. The rest of us have, and a lot of people are working hard. We've had to work really, really hard. And we've launched 5 sports. We've launched 4 majors. Kinesiology is running very strong. Computer information systems running very strong. That's under Dan's leadership. Digital media and engineering launching. Just had approval of a new engineering major from our creditor. And then, of course, bass fishing, number 1 in California, number 52 in the most recent nationwide collegiate bass fishing, over 350 teams, number 52. Our swimming and diving program is doing very well. Our track and field program has grown to nearly 30 students. And then women's wrestling, a surprise in this area, very strong, and men's volleyball. So we're keeping ahead of the pace by being innovative and by marketing the daylights out of these good programs for the benefit of Reading. We want to be Reading's hometown university, and that's why we're here. So thanks for having us.
Oh, you're doing a, you know what, you're doing a great job over in Simpson. You know, especially when you get into the internets and working online and the IT side of it.
Yeah,
we badly need
that's the
other classes like that.
Yeah, and our veterans. And our veterans.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is Friday. Trish, it's Friday already.
Another week.
Oh, my gosh. You know, so what's that? Is this the third Friday? One, two, yeah, well, I think we've got House of Realty rolling in tomorrow, and I've got a couple of little surprises for everybody tomorrow. So have a good day. It's going to be beautiful out there.
Thanks, guys.
And tomorrow, thanks so much, Dr. Hall and Dr. Sloan, for your acuum and your sharing with us this morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.